Hey, stop posting screenshots if your phone battery is less than 10%. Like, comment, subscribe, and follow. This is another episode of Famous Adjacent. All right, what's up? Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, third week back in a row. I think that's the most consistent I've been in 8 years. No, maybe 3 years, whenever I had my podcast on that one network. It was all about weed. Prohibited. There's some cool interviews on that. If you're listening, go check out my page. Go check out the YouTube page. Go check out Spotify, iTunes. I got all those episodes on there. I got some really cool people. Taryn Killam, Eli Morgan Gessner, Glenn Powell, Ellen Maldonado from Showtime's whatever that wrestling show is called. He's also on the reboot of Wonder Years. A lot of cool people. I've interviewed in the past. A lot of them are my friends. A lot of them are acquaintances. A lot of them are friends who stopped following me because I'm problematic sometimes with my posts. Is what it is. My friends, my listeners, if you're here, I've lost 10 listeners, 10 followers on Spotify. I got to learn not to check those. Had some Instagram reels go viral, and I've maybe got like 5 followers out of it. It doesn't make sense. The algorithm, the analytics don't make sense. But in this business, you need followers to get jobs or to sell tickets or to get a club to say, hey, you know what? I'll give you a shot. So once again, like, comment, subscribe, follow on all the platforms. Go please follow my YouTube. I got clips of this on there. Go follow my Instagram at Famous Adjacent Pod or at My Name Is Razzle. That's me, your host. How was everybody's week? How was everybody's weekend? My weekend was fun. I went and played Mafia at some friend's house. Make me feel poor. He's got way too big of a house. He's got 2 pools, 1 pool in the front yard and 1 pool in the backyard. Neither of them were big enough to do cannonballs. None of them, you can't dive in them. They were just cool looking pretty pools. What? I mean, look, dude, hey. Get a pool that you can do a dive in. This pool in the backyard was beautiful. You can't swim laps. It's literally just a hangout pool, glorified one of those fancy rich people pools. Rich people don't know how to have fun. I mean, he does because he had a game night at his house and he invited me and it was fun. Meghan Markle was there. She was complaining about there not being enough tortilla chips for the tacos. A lot of cool people were there. I'm not telling tales out of school. Other friends of mine posted about it. Don't like Meghan Markle. I made sure she died every night because she's a twat. No, she wasn't there. Yeah, I don't like Meghan Markle. I could go into 10 minutes about it, but I'm not going to because she's got more money than I will ever see in my life. Every 10 minutes, she's got more money than me. Mafia was fun. If you haven't played Mafia, it's a game where you sit around a circle with your friends and you call each other liars. And you say, hey, you're fucking stupid. Did you not pay attention? It's basically werewolf, mafia, different types of names. It's a big high school game. I've never played it in high school. I never played it till I was an adult. And you basically, there's people who are townspeople, then there's people who mafia, and you're sitting around circle, and the mafia wants to kill all the townspeople, and the townspeople want to suss out and figure out who the mafia is. So there's a lot of lying. There's a lot of deceit. There's a lot of acting, and it's especially when you're playing with a bunch of actors and people who live in Los Angeles. And it's so fun because some people just can't. It's all a logic puzzle. It's all a numbers game. And that's why I get killed a lot, and that's why people, that's why I mayor. Like, I'll run the game a lot, and I'll do the thing because it's more fun and more social that way. But also because I get killed early because I'm good. I'm good at games. Who's good at games? I'm good at games. Those are the breaks. These are the breaks. I'm good at games, and I can tell when people are lying, and I like math and I like logic, and all you need to do is it's all percentages. But we played that was really, really fun. Some cute girls there. One of which is a lot older than me, which is surprising. No, it's not surprising that she's a lot older than me, but we're not going to go into that. Ha ha. This podcast for me is going to be like OnlyFans for girls, like how I say the dumbest shit on here that is, you know, that I'm going to keep in. And then eventually it cancels me, or my kids or my friends listen to it, or job employers listen to it. And they wonder what's going on. Like all these OnlyFans, like, go ahead, you want to post on OnlyFans, go ahead. But at some point you're going to have kids living in the rich house that you paid for with OnlyFans, and their friends are going to, I mean, it's just like, if you think cancel culture is firing people and, you know, college kids and colleges are, you know, kids trying to get jobs now are getting in trouble for what they tweeted 8 years ago when they were 12 or when they were 16, you know, 30-year-olds are getting in trouble for what they said when they were 20. Like, you don't, like, your nudes are out there. Again, no judgment. No, I'm not sex shaming by any means, but like, you can make a lot. I hope they're just banking the money, because there's it's going to be curious, you know, like it's all that's out there. Those images are out there. And if you have kids, or your kids have friends, and you're Stacy's mom, you're the hot Stacy's mom, they're going to be able to, you know, I mean, who knows what kind of bullies there are going to be when it comes to, you know, posting naked pictures of your friends. And I'm like, hey, your mom, like the whole, your mom is going to be completely different in 10 years when every mom was on OnlyFans. Did Mafia, I saw Barbarian. It was fun. It was kind of gross. I didn't see Bros like everybody. I got to unlock my computer. I didn't see Bros like everybody. That movie didn't do well. That movie flopped. I've never made a movie. I'm going to say that again. I've never made a movie. Okay. Once again, I've never made a movie. I'm probably never going to make a movie, because I don't have enough money to make movies now, because I made some bad decisions on the stock market. But I also am probably never going to make a movie, because I'm 40 already, and it is what it is, and it's hard. I don't even have management or talent reps in this town trying to put me in things, let alone trying to come to my shows. But Billy Eichner, the guy who made it, this movie Bros, it's a rom-com about two gay dudes. And guess what? Who likes rom-coms? I'm raising my hand. I like rom-coms. Big fan of rom-coms. My friend Justine and I almost did a rom-com podcast last year, this year at the top of the year, because we've realized both of us really like romantic comedies. And guess what? They're fun. Like them. Big fan. But I didn't go see this one because I didn't know about it. And also, it doesn't look good. Also, I don't like Billy Eichner. Billy Eichner is like, he first off, the movie didn't do well. Okay. And it opened in October for some reason, when scary movies should only be coming out in October. And he went on the internet and he's like, oh, I blame straight people for not seeing it. If you didn't see it, you're homophobic. Hey, I didn't see the two Smurfs movies. Does that mean I don't like blue people? Like, I don't see a lot of movies. The movie Cats flopped at the box office. Nobody went to go see Cats. Millions of people love Cats. Just because I don't go to see a movie doesn't mean I don't like gay people. One of my best friends, who I go see movies with a lot, because we both have that AMC pass, so we get the skip lines and buy tickets and go see three movies for free and get to watch Nicole Kidman step in a puddle of soda before she walks into a theater. And why aren't her shoes all sticky, sticky, sticky when she's walking down the theater? Because there's a lot of treats and snacks that are on the floor in this empty theater. And also, Nicole Kidman's never been to a movie in her life in a theater. I guarantee she's never been to an AMC movie theater, let alone Nicole Kidman's never watched Jurassic World or Creed or any of these action movies or Wonder Woman. I bet you Nicole Kidman's never seen that movie. These movies that she watches in the theater at the top of the AMC movie, which Saturday Night Live just parodied this past week. My buddy Joel and I go see movies a lot, and he's a super flaming bear. He's so gay, and he doesn't think he's a bear, and he might get mad at me for calling him a bear, but I'm not going to use his last name. I'm not going to call him out like that, but guess who thinks he's a bear? His boyfriend and I. We think he's a bear. Now, him and I go see movies a lot. And do you know what movie we almost went to see this week? Smile. We almost went to go see that movie, Smile. We didn't almost go see that movie, Bros. And he's one of those demographics. Okay? Now, don't you, just because a movie doesn't do well, you can't blame the people that it's not for. Also, if you say a movie is not for a demographic, if you say like Don't We Are Darling or Brie Larson, a lot of people are like, oh, this movie's not for you. Guess who's not going to go see that movie? The people that it's not for. Like Olivia Wilde, the whole time I saw Don't We Worry, Darling, do you know who was all in the theater? Young girls for Harry Styles. I saw the movie because I wanted to see it. And I was a fan of all the drama, if you follow me on any of my Instagrams or TikToks. Okay? And I saw it, and it wasn't that great. And Olivia Wilde then complained about straight people, or no, not straight people. She's like, men didn't go see the movie. Hey, you told us it wasn't for us. You told us in all the press and all the interviews that it's not made for men. Now, that's a catch-all, right? That's a good thing to say. So when it doesn't do well, you can blame the people who didn't go see it. In what world can you blame people for not doing a thing for the success of the thing? Hey, they didn't go. They didn't buy this thing. Well, Barbie dolls, men didn't, boy, little boys didn't buy Barbie dolls. They bought G.I. Joes. Some of them buy Barbie dolls. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an analogy. Like, how are you going to blame people for not? Also, where's all the millions of people who put rainbow icons? Like, if everybody who put a rainbow, if every ally, in quotes, for those of you listening to this, if any ally who put a rainbow on their social media went and bought a ticket, then it wouldn't have flopped. But nobody bought tickets. So you can't just blame straight people, because there's a lot of gay people in there in the world. There's a lot of allies, in quotes, that didn't go see the movie. How about you blame those people instead of the straight people who went to go see a horror movie instead because it's October? Also, Billy Eichner just kind of isn't likable. Billy Eichner is kind of not likable. He's kind of like Hillary Clinton, right? We're like, look, people might be angry at me, but she's not likable. Was she more qualified than Donald? Maybe. I'm not a politician, but I didn't like either of them. But also, she's not likable, and she might run again, and I'm scared because she's 1,000 years old, and Joe Biden's 1,000 years old. But Billy Eichner runs up to people and shouts at them on the street, and he wonders why people didn't go see a movie. You can't blame people for not seeing the movie. So that was the thing that's funny. Adults, adult Happy Meals are back. Hey, you can't vote if you post a picture of your adult Happy Meal. Those are the breaks.
These are the breaks.
If you buy an adult Happy Meal and you post about it on social media, you post that little disfigured, this little cool-looking, trendy-looking art piece of Grimace with four eyes or the bird, early bird girl with four eyes, or the Hamburglar with four eyes. And then another thing, why don't they have the Captain Fish or the Mayor McCheese, or they don't have Ronald McDonald, or they don't have the Fry Guys with four eyes, or they don't have the Chicken Nuggets with four eyes, the Captain Filet-O-Fish, or they don't have the Sheriff. What was that Sheriff? This Double Pounder Sheriff or whatever. I can't remember the Sheriff's name. They don't have that Sheriff with four eyes. They only got Hamburglar, the Early Birdie, Grimace, and some other guy with four eyes. If you post a picture of that on your Instagram, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm going to say that here. If you're an adult and you're posting toys you got at McDonald's, which is bad for you and gross and a reason why this country is massively overweight and unhealthy, if you post a picture of that, you can't vote. You shouldn't be allowed to do a lot of things. Because it's not like all these adults last year during the pandemic, last year or the year before, whenever that Beanie Baby documentary came out and everybody was trapped at home and they're all talking about it, they're like, oh, how did everybody do this? This is so funny. These dumb people, they bought into this limited edition thing. Then guess what? They're posting these pictures of these toys thinking they're Supreme tennis shoes, like they're even Supreme. Like it's all made up. It's all manufactured. They're not Beanie Babies. They're not Cabbage Patch dolls. They're toys from McDonald's that can be printed with the press of a button. There's no limited edition anything. If they do well, do you know what they're going to do? Print more. Hey, limited edition, unless they sell out, they're going to print more. That's what they are. That's all anything limited edition is from a corporation is limited edition, unless it sells out, then we're going to print more. like, it's unhealthy. It's not good for you. Then it's like, they call it like the cactus something market Happy Meal. Hey, it's a normal Happy Meal. You get the garbage burger, you get the fries that are delicious, or you get the nuggets that are processed chicken. Also delicious. Not good for you. Not good for you. If you buy an adult Happy Meal from McDonald's, and it's not because you're in a hurry to go to work and feed your family of four, and you can only do that because you're less fortunate people. If you're remotely healthy, if you're going to Erewhon or Whole Foods and you're buying healthy food that's way too expensive for most people, and it's not much healthier than just buying chicken from Ralph's or Jewel Osco if you're in Chicago, or Kroger or Meijer if you're in the Midwest, and you're buying a Happy Meal because it's cool and trendy and you don't want to get FOMO, you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
These are
I'm just going to say that. Because I don't like your judgment. I don't like your, I don't trust who you're going to vote for crime or whatever. That's my opinion on that. That's, I just don't like, why'd it take this long to have a doll Happy? Well, because it's trendy and nostalgic. And I guess Happy Meals were my generation and all my generation and the generation slightly lower than us are buying are like, oh, I wanted a toy. Remember all the toys? Remember all those cute toys we saw on TikTok from McDonald's? Well, now they got some for us, but they're just art, little art things. They're like little, they look almost like they're Funko Pop things. Like, it's just stupid. It's just dumb. And I think you're dumb if you're buying one and posting about it.
Oh, it's cute. It's a cute Grimace with four eyes.
Hey, Grimace has always been kind of cute. He's a cartoon and not real. How are we going to glorify criminals with the Hamburglar? Hey, where's the Netflix documentary about the Hamburglar's massive crime spree? Why isn't there one of those? How come there was like a parody of the Joker movie on SNL with Oscar the Grouch? Where's the Hamburglar? The guy who goes around dressed in an old pirate striped or a criminal outfit with a tie. He's got a tie on, a criminal outfit and a hat with a thing. Doesn't make sense. Kanye West is in trouble again. I'm just going to say that. People, he was at a fashion show and him and Condoleezza Rice had a thing on the back of their shirts that said White Lives Matter. And the only people I've been seeing post about it have been non-black people. And I love all my friends, but I've like one out of every 19 people that have been angry about it have been actually people of color, have been black people. And also Kanye West. Like, what do you expect? Like, it's like Kanye is to the point now where like when Trump was president and he would tweet something and people would be like, can you believe he did this? I would say yes. Because nothing he did would shock me. Nothing Elon Musk does shocks me. Nothing Kanye West says or does shocks me. Y'all still going to buy it because he's Kanye. Y'all going to wait in line. Y'all going to say, oh, let's cancel Kanye. Then when the new Yeezys come out in 2 years, when everybody else has them, you're going to go out and buy them. Or if he releases a toy and an adult Happy Meal, guess who's going to buy it? Y'all are. People are going to buy it. And it's just so funny to me to see so many of my white friends post about it. Hey, you're white, my friends. Yes, Black Lives Matter. White Lives Matter too. All Lives Matter. I'll say it. It's a, whatever. Black Lives Matter. I get it. I get it. A lot of black people get shot by cops. And it sucks. And that's what Black Lives Matter means. Okay? But if you're white and you're posting about it because Kanye put it on the back of a shirt and you're going to be outraged at it, that's hilarious, dude. Do you know that there are people out of homes in Florida because of a hurricane that are actually hurting right now? They lost all their belongings. Hey, white friend of mine posting about Kanye's shirt, White Lives Matter. Do you know that there are people in Iran being murdered right now? Hey, white people posting about Kanye's White Lives Matter shirt. You're white. This doesn't, you can't be mad at, you can't be offended at this. Because it's not geared to, like, it's for press. It's to raise, it's Kanye getting clicks and creating PR because he's at a fashion show where everybody looks like a shitty sci-fi movie. It's all black and garbage and dark. It's everything, but he's wearing like garbage bags and boots that look like they're cleaning off like a spaceship crashed in. Dude, if you haven't seen pictures of the stuff Kanye is putting out now, his clothing designs, it's insane. It's just, I can't even, it's just such a, it's hilarious. It's like Kanye West saw two science fiction movies from the 70s and was like, oh, what if it comes in black? Like Batman in the Dark Knight when he's driving the tumbler and he looks at Lucius Fox and he's like, does it come in black? That's Kanye West with all of his new clothes. All his new clothes look like they're from a 70s sci-fi movie, but they're just black. But also, he's Kanye. Like, why are you shocked? Why are you giving him the press? Why are you talking about it? And then also, if you're white, you're like, hey, I'm such an ally. All these white people talking about how they're allies to Black Lives Matter, but none of them are buying tickets to go see the movie Bros. Like, how big of a... You're only an ally when it comes to posting something on the internet. Oh, then you're going to listen to his album or you're going to go see his concert when someone invites you because that's what the internet is all about. What else did I want to talk about today? Jaywalking. This is the thing. Let me pull this up. This is, first off, I don't like Gavin Newsom. I think the governor in California is not a good person. I don't like the government in California. And they just passed a law. He just passed a law and they're making a big deal about it. Hey, you legalize jaywalking. Do you know what you do? Just don't write tickets. Why are you making a thing? Why are you making it such a big deal close to the primaries? We got to try and get votes. We got to try and be cool. We got to try and this is the thing. Jaywalking is now legal. This is the thing that's been all over my Instagram, at least. I don't know if you live anywhere else, if you've seen this, but jaywalking will soon be legal in California after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law. Stupid. Hey, just don't write tickets. Why does it need to be a law? Just tell all the cops, stop writing tickets. The new law allows people to legally jaywalk or cross outside of an intersection without being ticketed. Been doing that forever. Just don't ticket. But they have been writing tickets. As long as it's safe to do so. Hey, it won't be. Because people drive like assholes. People drive like twats in this state, in this city, in Los Angeles, and in California. People drive like fucking pieces of shit. And do you know how many hit and runs there are all the time? Do you know how many people are getting hit? A lot. So now you're gonna promote this? That's the thing about promoting this, is they could have easily just said, hey, we're going to not write tickets. But now they're saying, go do this, and you won't get a ticket. It's going to be a lot of hit and runs. This is dumb. I don't think this is a good thing at all, as long as it's safe to do so. It happens in New York all the time, but there's also a million traffics, and they're also not going. There's a million cars. They're not driving 40 miles an hour when there's no traffic. Also known as the Freedom to Walk Act. Hey, y'all are now free to walk and cross the street where you want and walk out in front of traffic. Says people can only be ticketed for jaywalking if there is an immediate danger of a crash. Why is this news? Just don't write people tickets. Trying to be cool, trying to be New York, trying to be a hip, cool, hey. And then this guy, listen to this. This is how fucked up this is. This is one of the assembly member, Phil Ting, Democrat, San Francisco, who introduced the bill, says expensive tickets and unnecessary confrontations with law enforcement only impact certain communities. You mean poor black people. Now, do you know what affects poor black people? Street cleaning, dude. Do you know what affects certain communities of these lower income communities that you're trying to get votes from? Do you know what affects them? Street cleaning tickets that you give out every week. Do you know who doesn't have street cleaning? Rich parts of town. Do you know how I know this? Because a lot of my friends live in parts of town that don't have street cleaning because they got nice houses and they're rich. Do you know who's got street cleaning? Poor parts of town. Every week. And if you don't move your car, you get a $60 ticket. Get rid of street cleaning. It's unnecessary. It's stupid. That's how you get rid of it. Not by someone crossing a street. Just don't ticket somebody crossing a street. You don't need to make it a law. It should not be a criminal offense to safely cross the street. Hey, again. Don't. They write more tickets. Like, do you know how much crime happens right now? There, you could shoot somebody and then be let out with a low bail. You could rob a store, rob a TJ Maxx. You could rob a Nordstrom's at the Grove, where I go to see movies a lot. You can rob that. And if it's less than $900, it's not a criminal offense. It's not a federal offense. You can't get arrested. You can't get in trouble for it, all that stuff. And they're complaining. They're talking about jaywalking. Don't write tickets for jaywalking and go stop the people stealing things. There's nothing. That's not really funny. It's just a funny thing that I see. Like, what? It's just that. Be real. Follow me on Be Real. My name is Razzle. TikTok's trying to be real now. TikTok's got a thing called TikTok Now. Trying to be real. You can't write captions or anything like that. And there's no, just for friends, the cool thing about Be Real is there's no filters, no nothing. And TikTok's trying to do that. But also TikTok shows it to everybody and there's no way to like, it's like, I only got 12 people that follow me on Be Real and I barely post. It's kind of just like an Instagram, just for friends thing, but there's no filter, no nothing. But it's just funny how anytime there's a remote fun or new thing, these big giant corporations jump on board. And also TikTok keeps throttling me. I can't break 24,500 followers. I can't break 5,600 followers on Instagram. I can't break 200 followers and subscribers on YouTube. Follow me, like me, do all that stuff, please. That's it. My name is Razzle. I want to thank you guys once again for listening. If you've made it this far, also if you're in Los Angeles, I'm going to be performing live stand-up comedy at the Comedy Store October 14th at 10:30 up in the Belly Room. Come check it out. Tickets on thecomedystore.com for that. Thanks again for watching or listening. If you've watched on any of the things or listened to any of this, like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends. Follow me on Facebook at My Name is Razzle, the page. Follow me on YouTube at My Name is Razzle is the name of the page. My Name is Razzle. TikTok, My Name is Razzle. Instagram, My Name is Razzle. Twitter, My Name is Razzle. Two, still, forever. I appreciate you all. Commit kindness to one another. Smile at an old person. They love it. And be good to yourself and others. And love you. Love your show. Thank you guys for everything. And I appreciate you guys for listening. And I lost 10,000. I lost 10 followers on Spotify. And I'm losing some on my other accounts. So maybe bringing this back isn't a good idea. But also, I mean, even if I lose some, at least I got some. At least people are listening. If you unfollowed me, fuck off. No. Come back. Please come back. I have anxious attachment. And I want you to. Yep. All right. That's it. I'm done. All right. Thanks. Bye.